Lake City Fish Market owner Davey Fields says locals are sometimes confused about his line of business.
I can guarantee you 95% of the time whenever I've told someone I do caviar or whatever, the first thing they say is, fish eggs?
Fish eggs, and lots of them.
And so, no, nobody really knows about it. Man, I lived on the lake and I didn't know about it. So, I mean, I knew what caviar was, but when they said, there's a caviar business, you ought to look into it. And I said, caviar? Fish eggs, you know?
Fields bought the market on a hunch 7 years ago. Since then, West Kentucky fishermen bring paddlefish and sturgeon full of these fish eggs from local rivers to his place in Grand Rivers, Kentucky. Each fish can hold several pounds of eggs worth thousands of dollars in total.
So that's the thing. We hit the ground running. I mean, when it comes in, it's like, boom, here we go.
A half hour later, a big one arrives. A 4-foot-long paddlefish. The shiny gray egg sac is taken out, and now it's Jesse Speed's job to turn it into caviar.
This is off one fish right here. She was pretty big.
Speed rubs the eggs into a screen to separate each one. They're washed and rinsed. It's salted.
We have a secret ingredient.
Then they're dried, put in a freezer, and shipped far and wide. The result?
You know, it's kind of got a buttery flavor. The sturgeon is more like if you took like a half of a cashew and just put it like a drop of butter on it.
Field says that flavor is getting acclaim, and customers from cities including Louisville, New York City, Seattle, and even Moscow, Russia. He says it's America's best caviar and brands it as such. 70-year-old fisherman Tom Davis brought in the paddlefish. He says caviar has been sold in Kentucky for decades, but it wasn't until recently that it's gotten more attention.
They've lived here for 40, 50 years like me, and they've never seen this fish or, you know, known that the caviar was worth any money.
But Davis says he doesn't eat the caviar.
I'm not a caviar eater, so I'm glad that other people are. It keeps me in business.
Lake City Fish Market owner Davey Fields didn't always have this success. He quit his job as an assistant principal in Murray to start this in 2012. His wife was pregnant with twins at the time.
The biggest thing for me was, what am I going to do if this doesn't work out? And I couldn't think like that. I couldn't let failure be an option.
And there's still challenges. Fishermen who bring him the caviar are older and fewer. Cheap Chinese caviar has created price competition, and Field suspects invasive Asian carp has shrunk the size of paddlefish and sturgeon in the region's waterways.
The Asian carp have a mob mentality. You know, they're everywhere. There's a bunch of them, and they'll root whatever else out.
Despite this, Fields is optimistic. He says he gets to provide caviar for this year's Kentucky Derby parties, and the caviar season is almost over. Fishermen stop hunting in May to let remaining sturgeon and paddlefish respawn. Fields then waits until October to again start processing the Kentucky caviar.
I don't ever see myself, well, I do, but I'm not going to say it in front of Jesse, but I don't ever see myself not being down here. You know what I mean?
In Grand Rivers, Kentucky, I'm William Niemeyer.